In this bulletin, refugee footballer Hakim Al Arabi could remain in prison until a decision is made on his case in August. The United Nations confirms the last 4 years were the hottest since global temperature records began. And survivors mark the anniversary of the Black Saturday bushfires in Victoria. With SBS News, I'm Michelle Rimmer. A Thai official has warned refugee footballer Hakim Al Arabi could remain in prison until a decision is made on his case in August. Hakim Al Arabi is fighting an extradition request from Bahrain and says he'll be tortured if he's returned to the country. The Melbourne-based footballer fled criminal charges related to the 2011 Arab Spring protests against Bahrain's government. A spokesman for the Thai Attorney General's office says the court will need 2 to 3 months to give its ruling after the next hearing in late April. European Council President Donald Tusk has criticised some Brexit backers in Britain, wondering aloud what special place in hell might be reserved for those who had no idea how to deliver the country's exit from the European Union. Mr. Tusk, who chairs meetings of EU summits, also appeared to dash any British hopes that the bloc would soon reopen discussions over the Brexit deal that was overwhelmingly rejected by UK lawmakers last month. Mr. Tusk made the comments just 50 days to go until Britain is due to leave the EU, and with mounting concerns about a potentially chaotic Brexit.
By the way, I've been wondering what that special place in hell looks like for those who promoted Brexit without even a sketch of a plan how to carry it safely.
The United Nations has confirmed the last 4 years were the hottest since global temperature records began. Analysis of weather extremes in 2018 included wildfires in California and Greece, drought in South Africa, and floods in India. Average global surface temperatures were 1 degree Celsius above pre-industrial times in 2018, according to the UN's World Meteorological Organization. Australia has denied citizenship to a Chinese billionaire who's known to have donated millions of dollars to Australian political parties. Huang Xiongmo has had his permanent residency revoked and his application to become an Australian citizen denied while he's overseas. Senior government officials say Mr. Huang has been denied an Australian passport for a number of reasons, including character grounds. The Home Affairs Department has also linked him to the Chinese Communist Party. Sydney University of Technology Associate Professor Feng Xiongyi says the Australian government has sent a strong message to the Chinese Communist Party.
This shows the determination of Australian government to deal with this foreign interference of Australian politics.
Liberal Party National Vice President Tina McQueen says the party should consider expelling former Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull. Ms. McQueen has condemned Mr. Turnbull for giving Liberal-turned-independent Julia Banks a glowing review as she prepares to face Health Minister Greg Hunt for the seat of Flinders. Ms. McQueen has told Sky News the former Prime Minister has crossed the line.
There's no doubt he glowingly endorsed an independent candidate who will be standing against a very fine minister, Minister Hunt. And I find that reprehensible. And I think it's something the Liberal Party will be looking at. I speak for myself here. I cannot accept those statements made by Mr. Turnbull.
10 years after the Black Saturday bushfires, people in the community of Marysville are set to return to the oval where they sheltered from the inferno. It's one of many commemorative events across Victoria to pay tribute to the 173 people who lost their lives on February 7 in 2009. The fires also left 400 people injured, destroyed more than 2,000 properties and displaced 7,500 people. And now a look at today's weather. Perth, very hot with a possible storm, 38. Adelaide, humid and mostly sunny, 31. Melbourne, humid, showers and a possible storm, 30 degrees. Rain with a possible storm in Hobart, 27. Partly cloudy in Canberra, 32. Wollongong, partly cloudy, 25. Sydney, partly cloudy, 28. Newcastle, much the same, 27. A shower or two in Brisbane, 29. Cairns, showers and a possible storm, also 29. Darwin, a possible shower or storm, 33. With SBS News, I'm Michelle Rimmer.